Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is my favorite of all time, Mr. Ronnie Karam, who can also be heard on the Rose Brooks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing so great. I'm so glad we got to do this Below Deck Med before you leave me.
I know. I have been so inspired by Below Deck Med that I have decided that I have to make a pilgrimage to seasons 1 through 3 of Below Deck Med. I am going on a family vacay that has been literally planned for a year, going on a cruise that's going to start in Italy and then go down through Croatia into Greece and back up into Italy for basically 11 days. So I'm literally going on the Below Deck Med path, and I am actually extremely excited. Well, I like that. I'm actually excited to go to Italy. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thunk?
I do have to thank you because you're taking on the burden of the podcast while I'm gone. And so thanks.
Burden smurden.
Yeah. Well, you are. But luckily, we have some good guests that you have lined up to cover the shows with us. So thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for your patience for this. And thank you, listeners. Because, you know.
Oh, babe. Thank you. It's going to be fun. Go have fun. Take a break. Like take a load off.
I feel like an asshole, being like, I'm going on a cruise in Italy. I feel like a true asshole saying that.
Well, I will tell you this much. Assholes don't feel like assholes. So okay. There you go. You're not an asshole.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I am planning to take as many, experience as many Below Deck Med things as I possibly can. The cruise basically is going to stop in all these places, and you get off, you go out on a little excursion. You know, I was really excited to go to Capri, so I could relive the little picnic at the top of that hill. But I realized on the Capri day, I signed up to go to see Pompeii. Who would have thought? I'm going to look at dead people from a volcano. David? So, I'm sorry.
David!
David? David, why aren't you moving? David, was there a volcano? David.
All I want to do is eat.
All I want to do is run from lava.
God. She'd complain the whole time, like, I'm running, God!
Well, 30 to 40 negative eruptions.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Anyway, no Pompeii jokes.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, Shill. Next month, the end of August, we are going to be in West Palm Beach and Atlanta for 2 shows in Atlanta. Then in September, we are going to be in good old-fashioned Denver, Colorado. So we hope you guys are coming to those. They're always a good time. And it is the last day to buy your Trixie Monocle and the 3-Arm Octopus shirt. Yeah. So go buy it because it will be gone tomorrow.
Gone. It's an amazing t-shirt. You did an amazing job with it. Like, I love
thanks,
my t-shirt.
Thanks, babes. And we need to decide what the next one's going to be, too, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
For the boy.
Oh,
so there's
God.
Another thing to add onto your list before you get on a plane in an hour and a half or whatever.
Oh, God. All right.
But
well,
for now, it's... I got anxiety, Sandy. Every time I fall in love with a man, I have anxiety. That was the previous lease.
Below Deck Med is so good this season. I am so impressed with this show. I mean, last season was pretty... It was amazing. And I was like, it's going to be hard to live up to last season. But this season's doing a really good job.
Silence. Just kidding. It is doing a good job. I'm really enjoying it. I was texting Malls back.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning, I'm used to them talking more, so I like open my messages.
Ronnie.
I'm like, hi, Malls. Haven't seen you for a long time. What's going on? Want to hang out, girl?
All right, Ronnie, from here on out, I don't want to see you and Malls together, okay? Not together. Not together. I told you could have one Coke with Malls. One Coke. One Coke.
Oh, so today, okay, I have just closed the mall. Oh, my God, I just closed my screen.
Oh, I'm on the verge of fucking firing you, Ryan. I don't even want to see your face. Stay away from me the rest of this podcast.
Well deserved. I'm always the one like, everybody shut off their fucking phone. And then it's me who's texting, and my dog will be barking. That said, I'm about to fire Hannah. And that's where we are starting this week with Sandy pacing around in just the only way that Patsy – I mean, Sandy can only pace around like this. I imagine her like on a big deck of a boat in like Pirates of the Penzance or whatever where it's just like a very paced pace. You know what I mean?
She also can only pace if she's narrating her pacing. Like she has to – if she's pacing, she's like, I can't believe it. Oh, God. I'm so angry. I'm so furious at this moment. Right now I'm so angry and, oh, I feel better. So I guess I'll stop pacing now. Okay, well, now I'm standing still.
No longer pacing. Yeah. Okay? You know my favorite character on TV? Pacey. I mean, God.
Ah, you know what? I never took my boat down a creek. But if I could have, that was the creek I would have gone down.
I'm going to teach her anything. It's going to be a little Dawson's Creek, okay? This is not a creek. This is an ocean, Hannah.
So, you know, for those who don't remember last episode, Hannah was supposed to take Kenny and Amber to the beach for, like, she was allotted one Coca-Cola. There was some debate. Did she say Coke or Cove? Like, she can go to different coves. No, it was Coke. She was supposed to have one Coca-Cola. Yep. And come back to the boat.
It was one Coke. I knew it was a Coke. I've always said it was a Coke.
I thought it was a Coke, too, but then someone got in my head.
Do not listen to the internet. Just kidding, guys. You know, we listen to Epitaph. But, yeah, I knew it was a Coke because it's just so Sandy to be like, one step at the soda shop, okay? You're going to have one jigger of Coke. Do you understand me?
Not a Pepsi. Not an RC Cola. Not a CNC Cola.
If I smell Big Red on your breath, you're going to get it, Missy.
You're going to get it. Not a cherry Coke. Chicka cherry cola. You know? No.
So while Sandy's upstairs on the bridge pacing, you know, narrating her own pacing, Hannah's still like, in her room. And then Adam is throwing salt at the food like only chefs do, where they're like, yes, salt! Boom!
Boom! Snow shower of salt! Boom!
That motherfucking food. Yeah! Threw salt like a badass.
So Sandy is... She's furious. You know, she wants to fire Hannah, so she does, but she doesn't want to see Hannah at the moment, so she goes the next best thing. She's like, Conrad, come see me on the bridge right this instant. Okay.
And you know she's pissed because it wasn't a Captain Conrad, Sandy Conrad, come see me on the bridge. I was like, oh shit, she is mad.
She hit the K of Conrad hard. She was like, Conrad. She was like spitting with the back of her throat. Like,
yeah, so, that's like her C word.
Yeah, her C word is Conrad. Conrad.
It's like the worst word she's ever said. So he comes up and he's like, Ototo, you know.
Sit down. Sit down. Your legs look tired. I just want you to sit down because you've been standing up a lot today, haven't you? Okay, take a seat. Take a seat, Conrad.
What happened last night was manipulative, taking advantage. You did not do the right thing. You did the opposite of a Spike Lee joint.
You did the wrong thing, okay?
Now get on the bus.
Get off the bus is more like it, okay? Girl number anything but nine, girl number seven, girl. Guess what? Why is girl number six afraid of girl number seven? Because girl number seven ain't nine, huh?
I'll tell you this: you've got a jungle regular temperature.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Guess what? You have a tundra fever. That's what I think. Different habitat fever. Mm-hmm. Malcolm YZW.
So dating Hannah has really filled this innocent little boy who I could have sworn was like
the leader of a fidget spinner video on YouTube I watched a few months ago before he came on this boat. Like, what's a fidget spinner? I'll tell you, Moom. But now he's like all full of piss and vinegar. And she's like, you did not do the right thing. And he's like, in what way? Like, he's ready to fight. I'm like, really? You're going to fight
also,
Sandy?
He's also on, confused because she's like, you left how many hours ago? He's like, She's like, I'm ready to fire you and Hannah. He's like, for what? For what? For what?
I mean,
click to subscribe, fidget spinner.
He's like, I can catch a fidget spinner, in my hands, in my other hands, in my other hands. And it's like, oh, really? You think it's been okay to be on a boat with the bosun and the chief stew the whole time? And he's like, I was doing my job, but they're going to drive the boat themselves.
It's a yes or no question, Conrad. Is it okay for 5 hours? Yes or no question. Conrad's like, oh, that's not answer. I was doing my job. You don't see what happened?
Oh, sorry, babe.
No, I literally, that's all
I crashed into you. I've got one question for you. How many licks does it take to get to the middle of a tootsie roll?
It's a yes or no question. Well, actually, no, it's specifically not a yes or no question. I don't want to hear it, Conrad. How many licks does it take?
What would you do for a Klondike bar? It's a yes or no question, Conrad.
What would you do, John Quijones? Okay? Hey, here's a question. How low would you go? How low would you go?
I got a question for you. You better not lay a finger on my better finger. It's a yes or no question, Conrad.
Conrad, what's it going to take you to do to Lego my ego, okay?
Yes or no.
Yes or no. Yes or no. You legging go of my ego, huh?
So she's like last night.
Hey, Conrad. What's in your wallet, huh?
She's like, the price of yelling at Conrad, priceless. Okay, yes or no, Conrad?
Hey, Conrad, beef, is it for dinner?
Where's the beef? Don't answer me with another question, sir.
Is it time to make the donuts? Is it time, Conrad?
So Jamie and Casey meet on the stairs, and Jamie's like, do you feel some tension on the boat? I just had a chocolate milk burp and I don't know where it came from. Are we about to crash or is there something going on? And Casey's like, I think something is going on and I want to know more. The more self-assured Casey gets, the dumber she sounds.
I know.
It's like my new obsession.
Yeah. So Sandy's like yelling upstairs. Meanwhile, you could like hear it all over the boat. Casey's like, something's going on. So
last night we carried the boat. You know how much that hurt my back?
and Conrad goes, I shall not be taking a bollocking for taking this. I shall not be taking a bollocking. Sandy's like, yeah, you are taking a bollocking. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You are getting a bollocking, you bollocker. Okay.
Oh, you little cute little bollocker. Come on, bring it in here for a bollocks hug. Okay, now sit back down. Did you like it? Listen here.
There's no I in bollocker, Conrad. Okay?
So Conrad's like, the guests want us to stay over, and you said I should do anything for these guests, and that's what I did. That's what I did. You, not Hannah, okay? You do what's supposed to be, not for Hannah. And so Sam's like, one Coke, and you're supposed to be back to the boat, right? It's a yes or no. One Coke. How many yeses and a no's in a Coke, huh?
And she's blinded with Sandy rage because she doesn't remember that was the promise that Hannah made, not him. Yeah. And he was driving the boat. So, you know, people have been up and down on this on the internet. I'm not sure where people are lying, but it's obvious that she's just obviously still hating. Obvious that she's obviously, you know, that's where my English is today. Deal with the people.
But we actually...
She's obviously just still pissed off at Hannah from last season, and she's just going to be mad at anything that happens from now.
Well, but she's also annoyed. I mean, you know, like Hannah was down, and then like Brooke should have been the one to go to the beach because Brooke was up for 21 hours, and like Hannah did say she was going to go for one Coke, and we get to the cry. I see where things went wrong. Because then we see Hannah talking to Jamie, and she's like, well, honey, I don't know what Sandy's saying, mad. I went to the beach with him. I had a Sprite. We went to the tender. I'm like, you had a Sprite.
Yeah.
You were not allowed.
Yeah.
Not mandated. Terrible. The Sprite was not, you were supposed to have a Coke and not a Sprite.
Yeah.
It's like trying to like break me off a piece of that Sprite back bar. It doesn't work.
No.
Okay. That's not how it goes. Hannah.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, yeah, it's I think Hannah did wrong because Kenny asked for Brooke and Ice in the first place, and that's what she should have gotten. Yeah. So she's wrong, but Sandy is just going crazy. Like, what are they going to do? Okay, Hannah had her Coke. Now Conrad's going to drive everybody back to the boat and then back out to the coves again. Like, it never really made a whole lot of sense in the first place.
It never did. So Brooke is like, oh dear, a shitstorm's a-brewing. I hope that someone could hold my hand in case there's tremors and awfulness abounding.
I don't need a man to hold me hand during the shitstorm. I'd like to consider him more of an umbrella.
Dear Joao, there's a shitstorm a-brewing, and I can only hope that as things go awry, that you shall be safe and sound and come back to me soon. For I shall stay at this hearth every single night until I gaze my eyes upon yours in the flesh. Signed, your dearest, your love.
I know what's going on. I think that Sandy's mad, but I can't tell about what.
I'm like, really, Casey? Because you hear Sandy like, One cork!
Casey's like, something smells fishy, and it smells pretty damn smoky and acrid. It's like, Casey, you're ironing a plastic bag.
Casey, you're ironing a trout. Okay.
So then Sandy's like, so when Hannah's on the boat, she never told you she was going to have one Coca-Cola, not a Sprite, and come right back to the yacht. And Cameron's like, no. And Cindy's like, I'm hoping you're telling me the truth because that you didn't know. I'm hoping. Okay. It's true? All right. Okay.
All right. Do you need a nap before you make your final answer? Okay, because it's your final answer. You do not have a phone a friend. Okay? Okay, then I'm going to go with that answer.
All right.
Like, That is the truth.
So what are you going to do next time?
Not take a stew.
Take a deckhand. Take a deckhand. All right.
I think get over here for your punishment. That's right. It's my hands on the back of your back. Okay? You like that?
You know what? Let's all take a nap and, you know, let's come back to our senses. That was a good bollocking, right? Oh, good.
Hey, when you go take your nap, in your dream, swim over to that rock over there, and I'll swim to the same rock, and I'm going to give you a nap hug, okay?
We'll make a nap sanctuary. You know what we're going to do? Hey, you want to steer the boat real quick before the bollocking ends? You want to do
just
that?
Just kidding. Joao runs this boat now. Okay, go away.
So, meanwhile, Hannah's downstairs making her case to Jamie. So she's like, honey, I have a lot of anxiety and stuff I'm trying to deal with, and it's like a really hard time. I'm like,
Yeah. I mean, look, I feel for people with anxiety. I think maybe I just come from a different time where that's not something that's going to get you off the floor. I've had anxiety. I had to wait tables. I had the whole restaurant to myself, and it was the same day as I had LASIK. Like, I literally could not see. I was bumping into tables, dropping tagines on people's head at the Moroccan restaurant. I still had to go, okay? You think I didn't have anxiety? Get to work!
Yeah. No, I feel like the anxiety thing, I totally support the panic attack. I think that's totally real, but like, you know, she did tell you just go for one Coke, even though it didn't really make sense. I don't know. So Sandy's basically like, Conrad, you have a bright future ahead of you. Lots of naps, a lot of bananas, a lot of branzino, broccoli, and mashed potatoes. So you go home. You go now and you'll be safe.
Did you notice that she goes, you have a bright future ahead of you? Bingo. I was like, okay.
And thanks. I also like pulled B34.
I just wanted to end this meeting on a positive note. Okay, bingo. I won.
S-A-N-D-Y, and Sandy was her name. Oh, sorry, that was my notification from Adrian Maloof. What? Adrian Maloof, her Instagram was hacked over the weekend, and she tweeted yesterday saying, hey, Instagram!
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was on Monday, sorry. She tweeted on Monday, and she was like, hey, Instagram, what's going on? Someone hacked in. My Instagram it's not even there anymore. What are you going to do? Come on, Instagram. So then I retweeted and said, hashtag justice for Adrian. And, like, now, she's... Anyway.
Would she do like it?
Yeah. Hey, I'd like that. Jackpot. I heard you talk about bingo, so I got to say jackpot.
I'd like to think Adrian Maloof is like...
Like...
Oh, God, it was a rough week with people tweeting about justice, because Bethany tweeted, too. And she's like, oh, God, I want to say, you know, like, literally, seriously, thanks to United Airlines, because, like, I was sitting on the plane, and then the pilot came over to the loudspeaker and said, sorry, Bethany, but my wife insists I said hi. Okay, now, like, I'm literally under the desk right now. Like, I'm literally under the chair. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, like, my wall's up. Like, literally, my wall that's between, like, Bethany class and first class, it's up.
I wonder how much Housewives tweets have changed the way airlines work.
Oh, I abuse Twitter all the time when it comes to airlines. Anything I need, I'm like, hey, American Airlines, can you get, like, they forgot to put TSA onto my thing. I was like, can you do this? And they do it right away. And then I'll, like, turn around and then just complain. I'll be like, there is a child kicking at my seat. Can I have $40 back, please? I'm awful.
Hey there. You know what this podcast needs? A nap. Let's go to commercial, huh?
Oh, so then next up, Captain is Hannah comes up. She's like, doesn't she call Hannah up there? I don't have it in my notes.
Well, because the next thing that happens is Adam's like, whoa, are there children on board? And Amber's like, oh no, that's just Kenny doing a Donald Duck impersonation. I'm like, what?
Sure enough, Kenny's like, nice wreck. But first, Captain goes, I don't want to see you anywhere near me, Hannah.
I'm sorry.
I'm in the wrong scene.
Next, very importantly, Brooke is like, I'm making lotuses out of napkins. Shall I teach you? It's such a romantic flower. So then Hannah wants to talk to Conrad, and she's like, hello, honey, what's going on? He's like, no, this isn't a fucking joke. It isn't a fucking joke. And she's like, oh, I know it's a fucking joke. I'm like, uh-oh. She's not ready to eat some humble pie at the moment. She is ready to brawl. Yeah.
And he's like, it's not a joke. Deal with it. I'm like, oh my God, Conrad. Jesus.
So Conrad goes up to the deck and he sends Joao down for dinner for on break, and we just see this shot of Joao in the mess, like looking at the big, there's like a big bowl of like spaghetti with shrimp. He goes, oh yeah, look at this little prawn right here. I'm like, why does it sound like you're doing a hashtag Me Too moment to a prawn?
Yeah, you're like, even abusive, you're even assaulting a prawn, sir.
Yeah, I know, like it's just all the prawns are like, oh, he's the worst.
When Conrad goes to tell him he has a break, he's like, you have a break, man? What you doing? He's like, working on the slab. I was like, oh, geez. Get over yourself. It's like he's still obsessed with the fucking slide. It's like a date later, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's going to go abuse a prawn. I mean, the guy is the worst.
I know. So then we see Colin and Brooke, and he's like, oh, why is everybody getting in trouble? I mean, not me. I'm a good kid. My mom raised me right. I'm a good little guy. I'm Colin.
Well, I've always liked Casey myself, but in the past few days, we've gotten closer than two people can get without having one penis and one vagina. When the sunset is nearing to make the most beautiful sunset it's ever made, it's sunset in life.
Hey, Brooke. Check out the way I can sew. I can put a thread through a button just like that, Brooke. What do you think about that, Brooke?
My sewing skills. We had to do this in Zimbabwe.
Well, Sandy's pissed that she's been off the boat all day. But don't worry, everybody. I'm going to find out what's happening. Me, Detective Casey. My iron and my monocle. Ow!
My iron is not the monocle, Casey.
Okay. So then, yeah, they're like, Brooke and Joao are gossiping about all the drama happening, and Joao's like, you know what? I don't really give a fuck. The people who matter, I'm friends with. The other people, I don't give a fuck about. And she's like, that's exactly how I feel. Kindred souls in the middle of the night, fighting love together.
Two ships passing other ships together in the night.
So, Captain and Sandy Hannah. And then Colin's like, oh, next up to the bridge, get disciplined by Captain Sandy Hannah. It's Hannah, everybody.
I miss my mom.
So, Hannah and Sandy.
One question, Hannah.
Yes or no question.
Do you think you did nothing wrong?
Yes or no? You said one Coke. Yes or no? You said one Coke.
And Hannah goes, I told you I was going on a tender ride. One Coke. One Coke, Hannah. One
and then
Coke.
We get a clip of Hannah going, the captain going, one Coke, right, Hannah? And Hannah's like, one Coke.
You were gone 5 hours. Well, to be honest, it was a very large Coke, and I drank it very slowly. Oh, well, I guess that makes sense. Never mind.
Who's supposed to serve the guests? And she's like, forget about the guests. Well, who's supposed to serve them? She's like, not the chief steward who took off the entire day the day before. That person should be here after one Coke. You think that's okay?
As a person that knows her team showed up for her, she goes off on Tinder for 5 hours, having a Sprite instead of a Coke, two different colors, 5 hours. And Hannah just snarls. She goes, with the guests. You know, she's just like, Hannah's that like pugnacious face on right now. She is ready to tussle, you know. Yeah. Forget the guests, Hannah. Forget the guests. What matters now is you had a Sprite and I told you you could have a Coke, okay?
You think that's okay? Yes, I do. Then that's why we won't work, Hannah. Now I'm going to tell you the same thing that I tell Dick and Spliff at the beginning of the season when we show them one time and never see them again. Don't talk to me the rest of the charter hangers-on. Okay, under five, get out.
So Hannah's like, so he's supposed to save them the drinks, honey? Who's supposed to? Not the chief stewardess who was not at work the entire day. And Hannah's like, honey face. That person should have been on this boat right after her 1 hour Coke, okay? You actually think what you did was okay, and that's the most disturbing part. Mm-hmm. And Hannah's like, yes, I do think it's okay for me to be with a guest. I'm like, Hannah, do you even know how to keep a job right now? Like, you just go, you know what, you're right. I'm sorry, I misjudged that. Just like, put on a smile. Serve us with a smile.
You don't talk to me the rest of this chatter. Really and then done. Hannah leaves, and she's like, whatever, honey.
And then honey.
The captain goes, I am so angry. So then Casey is hanging clothes, and she's like, drama. I'm about to find out what's going on. I'm going to ask this turtle. Ow! The turtle is not the iron, Casey.
Oh, my God. Drama. So Hannah's in her room. She's like, oh, I still don't know what I've done wrong. I still don't know. You had a Sprite, okay? You know, like, it's like saying, okay, guess what? You know what you can do? You can go and have a Snickers. And you're like, guess what I did? I had a Milky Way. It's like, no, two different things. Not allowed.
Yeah, you're not satisfied because Snickers satisfies you. Okay, it's right there on the label.
Don't you know sometimes Rebel. You feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I mean, Joy has nuts. Mounds don't. So don't bring me a Mounds when I want an Almond Joy, Hannah.
Then Adam, who's not being yelled at for once, is like, oh, there's a lot of weirdness going on with our crew right now, Hannah and Conrad. But I need to focus on my food, which I know is going to be a blowout. It's like, oh, I can't wait to see the chicken salad you served today, Adam.
Hannah's
pushing those boundaries over there.
So Hannah finds Conrad. She's like, do you want to have a little chat? He's like, yeah, we can do a little bit later. Okay, boy. He just like turns into a cloud of dust. He's like,
obligatory cut of Jamie like, dying.
I'm doing the Jamie for you. So now it's like, Conrad, Sandy, to the bridge. Conrad, are you napping, Conrad? Okay. Oh, Conrad, guess what? I'm sorry I yelled at you. Oh, God. You took the brunt of my anger because I was so upset with Hannah, and I apologize.
And he's like, thank you, but I want you to know I do my job. Hannah. And she's like, I know you take it seriously. Just take your job more seriously than that rhyme with banana. And he's like, all right, Cotton. And then we've just heard Adam talking about how he's really going to blow it out in the food department. And then they serve minestrone.
Yeah.
Knock it out, Adam.
Way to go. Way to go. Tuna salad afterwards. So.
And then what's his buns? It's like, and all these veggies, they're 100% sure there's no onions. Okay, no one gives a fuck about your stupid storyline from last year, okay? Yeah, it's over.
Noonians.
Stop branding everything with noon ions, okay, yeah. Sir?
So Hannah's like, Adam, So, did you arrange the onion hunt that you wanted to do? He's like, I'm sort of, like, cooking a very complex minestrone soup right now. I mean, while Hannah was away, she was supposed to be here organizing the onion hunt, but I guess she didn't want to do that.
Yeah, later, she's skater. Just want to be romantic instead. Later, skater. I'm like, yeah. The onion thing was your idea, sir. Okay, yeah. So Hannah and Casey, I don't know why I wrote this down. It's like a 2-second thing. But Hannah's being extra nice to everybody because she's in trouble. So as she's like totally, Brooke calls it. She is totally overcompensating and just being like sickly sweet, which is Hannah. So nobody's buying it, you know. Yeah. She's like, I'll let you use my Chanel, honey. And I'll never share my Chanel. And Casey immediately starts ironing it.
Yeah. Because Hannah was like, Casey's like, the guests are really nice and they seem to really like minestrone soup. And I burned off my big toe today, but I think it's okay because I don't know how much I need it. And Hannah's like, honey, do you mind if I interrupt you and exfoliate your forehead with my Chanel? I'll let you use my Chanel to exfoliate your hair for it. I don't know what exfoliation means, but okay.
So then, stupid... Yeah. Gross guy is upstairs eating, and he is like Joao, where everything he says is like some misogynist thing, you know. He's like, everyone loves a little stuffed tail. Oh yeah, it's like, shut up already, just shut up with this. But like, they need to get him the fuck off this boat.
I know, and Adam's being annoying. He's like, whoa, now that Hannah's trying to kiss everyone's ass, I'm getting more communication one dinner service than I've gotten all season long. I'm like, you know what? Stop! You're still bitter over the fact that no one told you to put the food in the fridge. We get it, okay? But, like, relax.
Yeah, loser. Get back to making your fucking chicken noodle soup or whatever 5-star meal you have planned for dinner. Okay.
Your Totino pizza rolls. So, and then we see Conrad in bed, and this really pissed me off. He was, like, lying in bed with his fitted sheet half off. That's, like, my pet peeve. Like, I don't know how anyone could, like, lie on a bed, Craig Conover style, with the fitted sheet, like, curled up over the mattress, like, coming in, like, encroaching on you. Like, pull it over the corner. You're a bosun.
Yeah, you should know better. Now, I'm not mad at you about this. I'm mad at Hannah.
Yeah, she should have made your bed. She should have.
So Hannah's like, Cindy, it's me, Hannah. The guests are asking what time you'd like to yank up in the morning. I'm like, smooth, Hannah. And she's like, 9:30, Hannah. Ooh, and then she rubs her neck. She's stares. Like, I'm stressed. I'm going to rub my neck right now.
Yeah, I'm going to rub. This is like hand pacing. My hand's pacing over the back of my neck right now. Left to right, left to right. Pushing in harder. That's good. That's good. I think my hand needs a nap.
Well, to my favorite guests, my favorite anniversary couple, I've got a surprise. I chilled champagne.
Just criticize me as much as you want. I know what guests like, and I know what gets them excited. Like, well, yeah, champagne. But she's like, we're going to do an onion. We're going to do an onion hunt. They're like, yay, searching for onions.
Literally. And the winner gets the Tulsatum.
I was like, wow, these people are very easily entertained, searching for onions. Also, I feel like this is a terrible idea, because Hannah, when she got the crate of onions, she just... You know, she delegates it to Joao. She's like, Joao, can you hide these onions and make sure you remember where they are? Which means that onions are going to be popping up for, like, the next 3 charters. Like, I guess it'll be like, why is there an onion underneath my bed? Right?
It's like, oh, that's so true. It's going to be like a running storyline of people waking up with onions.
are there scallions in the toothbrush holder?
Why do we have ants? Ants on a boat that could take down the entire industry.
Let's quarantine those onions, huh?
So then upstairs on the bridge, the captain's sitting on Joao's face.
Hey, Joao, what's that you got going on there? It looks like you're writing words on certain lines and grids and stuff.
Yeah, and he's like, look at me. I'm doing it in a book. We didn't have those in Zimbabwe. Or it's like what you'd like to call it, Zim. And she's like, don't let this go, Joao. You'll be a great captain one day, Mr. Not Hannah.
Earn this. Earn this.
Bingo!
Meanwhile, Conrad's there, like, wiping the floor with rags. He's like, it's a hard knock life. It is. It's a hard knock life. Bosun.
Onion hunt. Onion hunt. No one cares. Kenny wins.
Yeah. So, I was like, why are they so excited about it? They were, like, really, really into it. So now the guests go to sleep, and Hannah and Conrad are talking, and Hannah's like, I know, I've done nothing wrong. I mean, a Sprite, a Coke. Did you know if you put a Sprite and a Coke together, it becomes ginger ale at a restaurant? How about that, honey? How about that?
She's like, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to take any shit from Shirley Temple. That's who. All right, now you listen here, Roy Rogers. Get out of my eyesight. So Conrad's like, we can't talk. She doesn't want to see us together at all.
And Hannah's respect. Like,
am I going to get a kiss goodnight? Kissy, 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 kissy.
So she's
now, we know, just let's just mark this down, just in case anybody's confused about why Hannah's mad later. This is pretty much it. She's never going to say it, but this is pretty much it.
That he wouldn't kiss her goodnight.
That he is like kowtowing to Sandy now and not like rebelling, which is what she's been trying to train him this whole time to do.
Exactly.
And he started off rebelling. He started off good. I think she'll be proud of him when she sees it, because he stood up for himself. But he's basically now kowtowing to the captain, who is her mortal enemy, and it's not going to end well for him.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning. Last day of the charter for these people. And, like, Casey's, like, setting a table, and Joao is there, like, trying to have a conversation. And she's just being cold to him, because, you know, he's a schmuck, and she realizes it now, and she's like, whatever, like, what do I have to say to you anymore? Because our whole friendship was based off of flirtation, now we can't flirt anymore, so I'm just gonna be cold, because I've got nothing to say to you. And mark this as the point when Joao, I believe, starts to turn later on in the episode on Casey. Because, basically, she's rejecting him right now. She's like, no, I'm not going to flirt with you. And now he feels rejected. And it's going to come out later.
And I would have respect for her, except that she's already been trying to get with him when he's such a disgusting pig. And I like when they showcase how terrible his flirting is. Okay? Because this is his flirting. He goes, why are you putting the knives in the forks? She goes, because that's how you set a table. And he's like, ugh.
He's like, why aren't they on the placemat? She's like, this is how Brooke taught me. But like...
Like, wow, good flirt, buddy. Score.
I do respect Casey, actually. You know why? Because she could have just sat there and pined away and cried and been like, it's just, it hurts so much. And like, I don't know what to say because I still have feelings. You can't just turn those feelings off, you know? But he likes someone else, you know, maybe like Britney style from Vanderpump Rules. But she doesn't. She's like, oh, well, fuck him. So I actually do respect that she was like pining after this douchebag and she saw the light, because not everyone can see the light.
Yeah. I mean, Brittany will get married to Jax while his penis is still in the bridesmaid. Like, she won't even care. She'll just go through those vows.
Yeah.
So, next up, they get to toss Adam in, which is, like, the first time we've had proof that Adam has been washed by water.
I know.
So that was nice.
He's like, let's eat some breakfast! I'm like, I don't know if I have an appetite anymore after seeing that. So, Casey's now talking to the guests, and they're like, so, who are the couple? She's like, you have to guess. They're like, so we think it's probably Hannah and Conrad and Ice and Brooke. She's like, yeah. And then she goes back to Hannah and Brooke and she's like, the couples, the guests can tell who the couples are. And it's like really obvious. They guess it was you and Conrad and you and Joao, and they guess it. And they're like, ha ha ha. And then Sandy just comes in and she pokes her head and she's like, hola. Just a captain poking her head in, making sure everything's okay. Just looking to make sure everyone needs a nap in here, huh?
Just wanted to make sure that everyone is not doing what Hannah told them to. Yeah. Okay.
Just want to make sure everyone understands the difference between a Coke and a Sprite. Seems pretty obvious to me, but not so obvious to others.
As a captain, I know everything because I see everything. And I don't care about your relationship unless it affects your work. For example, lemon and lime. I respect them because they're doing their job in a Sprite. But that's not the point. That Sprite was not doing its job in Hannah. Do you understand what I'm saying, Sprite?
Here's what I don't respect. Lemon. It's not a real fruit, okay? So you can have your lemon, you can have your lime, but I'm not going to do lemon, all right? That's just the way it is. Coke Zero, don't respect it. A zero? Who wants a zero? I want a hero, okay? That's what I want.
All right, Joe, you're going to drive this boat. You like it? You like it? You like it? Anybody want to take a picture and send this to Conrad? Anybody? Okay.
All right, watch it. Steer. Go steer that. Okay. Jamie, Sandy, Jamie, Sandy, Jamie, Sandy, Jamie, Bridge, Sandy, Jamie, Milk, Chocolate Milk, Yoo-hoo, Sandy, Jamie, Sandy.
How you doing? Jamie's like, I'm getting better. She's like, well, you know what? I'm not going to tell her she's got to be quarantined in that fabulous room with a queen-size bed and a television. I'm going to let her make a decision as an adult.
I'm not going to be her mother, you know? Hey, though, do you want some chicken soup? You want that? How about a blanket? You want a blanket? You need a rest. Hey, we need a rest? Okay. And hey, everyone, I have a little book here. It's called The Little Prince. It's a great book. Who wants to gather around and read it? Hear it. Okay, anyone? Okay, no.
So Conrad and Adam are gossiping. Conrad's like, she said, what the fuck do you think you're doing? You took Hannah for hours. And Adam, you do, yeah. She thought you were second face, which you probably were, skater. And he's like, well, she doesn't care about drow and what's a buns. He's like, just finish your chowder, then you can go bang on the beach. And I can watch while I masturbate in my van behind a tree. It's going to be great. Later,
skater. And then Colin randomly is doing a rap. He's like, Captain Sandy, here I am. Come and get these green eggs and ham. Oh, God, I can't wait for Mom to hear that. I can't wait for to hear it.
The song isn't finished until I hear my mom's applause after.
So now it's like doc drama. Let's get into the slip. Let's get into the slip. Goodbye, guests. Everyone's packing up. Gotta go. Kenny is so happy. But he compliments everyone except Hannah. Did you notice?
Yeah. Which was really weird. And Hannah's sitting there with her honey face.
She's like, honey.
And he's like, okay, ice, you killed it. Lobster, who has a bigger tail than that? Yeah, what I want? A rack of lamb. And here's an onion. What a tip. I was like, just fucking drown him already. Please.
So now it's another Hannah, Sandy, Hannah. So Hannah goes up to meet with Sandy. And Sandy's basically like, you know what? Yesterday you were shaking. You had anxiety. You were shaking due to love. You had love. And I said, just to reiterate, one coke and come back to the boat, okay? I don't want to go through that again. I can't go through the notion that you might be getting a Sprite when I said you can only get a coke. Can't do it. And it goes for 7-Up, too. 7-Up, bad.
I thought I was going on an excursion. It was very clear, Hannah. Okay, I need you to do your job. Oh, I've been doing the job. Just do the job, and we never have to work together again. And Hannah goes, great, and leaves, is now throwing down the gauntlets. Like, exactly. Who's going to quit Below Deck Med? Yeah. Who's going to get fired from Below Deck Med?
Yeah, because Hannah was like, I won't go through that again. And Hannah's like, oh, honey, we won't be going through it again, honey. I'm like, wow, man. Uh-oh. Things really escalated between them.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I actually don't like it either.
So then only this show. It's like, coming up on Below Deck Med, Jamie blows her nose funny.
It really was. That was the preview. It's coming up. And then she coughs.
Yeah, and then there's a tip meeting. And guess who's here? An elephant in the room.
Oh,
well,
God.
Welcome. Welcome, elephant in the room.
Well, there's an elephant here. And listen, when it comes to emotional experiences with hookups, I don't want it coming up the stairs because that's when it gets messy and we only have so many chamois. Am I right, Colin? He's like, Mom. Yes.
Mom. Now, here's why they call it Downton Abbey. Because it's down the stairs. The elephant weighs a ton. And the Abbey is upstairs where we don't talk about your sexual exploits. Okay, everybody? Got that? Okay. Now, let's all take a nice trip to Hugton Abbey. Okay.
Hugton Abbey. Let's go to Napton Abbey.
So then she gives getting a cup. She gets a couple of jibes in there for Anna. She's like, God, you guys did great. Now, this is a big boat, you know? And everybody did such a good job. The way the crew pulled together quicker in my career for that beach setup, it was the fastest in my career. And I've worked with pirates in the Red Sea. Okay.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why it was so fast.
Captain Sandy, you know, it's so odd seeing someone so sweet and nice be such a bitch, like, because she does it in such a nice, calm way. But it's like, you're talking about maturity, but you're going after, like, you're immaturely poking at an employee during a crew meeting. You know what I mean?
I support passive aggression on TV. So, anyway, guess what? They got the biggest tip they've had all year. It was 25K, so everyone's excited. Which, by the way, honey, Shar, you know, learn from this. What, she gave, like, 11,000? So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, now, guess what? Time to clean. And then Colin has to get some chamois, and he's like, yeah, I'll get another chamois. Why not? Deckhand life, am I right? Classic! I'm like, Colin, who are you talking to? What is going on with Colin? He's like slightly getting deranged.
Yeah, Colin is losing his shit. He's like on his own Catskills tour in his head. You know, he's like, I'm in Branson, Missouri, doing shammies, shammies.
I feel like he's auditioning for like Kids Bop or something, you know?
He will make it.
He will.
He will make it. So Hannah and Brooke, who cares? Colin, who cares? Jamie blows her nose. Okay, so Jamie blows her nose like this.
She's like a cartoon. Kenny? It's like...
And Casey goes, who blows their nose like that? I'm gonna find out.
Ow! I just blew my nose into the iron. I thought it was a Kleenex.
Oh, so then Jamie's showing her x-rays and she's like, look at this, I've got two of these, look at my side boob.
I'm like, I think that's your clavicle.
So, by the way, it looks like she has two peanut M&Ms in her chest, so she might want to get that looked at.
So then Colin's like droopy over like at a table, he's like, wah wah wah, and Jarrell's like, hey mate, you're feeling a little homesick. He's like, I am feeling homesick because, you know, it's been a while. Well, you know, it's funny, I'm homesick too. I'm homesick. This is going to be about me. Guess what? You thought I was asking about you? It's going to be about me. Guess what? I haven't been home properly in a year and a half. Guess what? How about that? Zim. In Zim, you don't go back for another year and a half. That's what's weird about it. It's like, ugh, shut up. Wow. No one cares if you're homesick because you're a jerk. People care if Con's homesick because he's sweet.
Yeah. So they're all getting ready to go out, and Conrad goes, oh, Hannah, don't forget that you owe me 50 euros. And he kind of laughs. It's just, Hannah! Oh.
That's the sound of the honey dropping.
Yeah, you just hear,
oh, bomb, the honey bomb. Honey. Honey.
The Mahan gun. It's like, so she's like, oh, really? Well, aren't you sweet, honey?
Aren't you?
And she whips some money out. He's like, I didn't mean right now. I didn't mean right now. She's like, oh, no, take it. You're welcome. And then closes the door, and she's like, mother honey of God, honey, damn, funny, honey, honey, money.
That honey, fucking honey, honey face, honey fucker. He can go fuck his honey in the fucking honey fuck. So, meanwhile, they go, I like this, now they're walking off to go out, and they're crossing the little gangplank thing, and Jamie goes, work, work, work. And I was like, I like that they could only do three works, because if she did four works, it would be a licensing issue with Rihanna. It's like, ah, oh, I see. Only three works. She's like,
now it's no
my umbrella, Ella. And then they can't do another one.
And now instead of Rihanna, it's Noana, which is kind of like fitting for the season. No Hannah here. So everyone is ready. They separate into different vans. And Hannah is with Conrad and Jamie. Poor Jamie can just never have a fucking fun night. You know, it's like someone is always ruining Jamie's night.
I really thought in the beginning of the season, based on the trailer, I thought Jamie was going to be bringing all the drama, and she's totally not been a drama queen.
Yeah.
She's been kind of like the best.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, well, I'll tell you this. I will never drive a nice car in France, Italy, because the driving, it's not going to be like when I was 23 and had a BMW. And Comrade's like,
my ex.
Nice ride there. She goes, yes, it was a very nice present from my ex.
From my ex.
And from my ex, honey. Yeah, he's like, nice. And she goes, don't worry. I know I won't get a carton of cigs from you, Conrad. You've made that very clear. How many fucking times have I lent you cigs on the bed? You really that tight?
He's like, I'm not that tight. I'm not that tight. And then just cuts the other van, and Joelle's like, and what about a nice hot curry, eh? A nice curry. I'm like, you know he was probably talking about Ann Curry, and that's what made it disgusting. Like, no, you not get to talk about our
Ann Curry has been through enough, sir. Yeah.
Please stop jerking off to Ann Curry YouTube videos, okay? So now it's like back to the other van. So now it's like, you know, again, Hannah and Conrad are fighting about being tight, and she goes like, okay. She moves to another seat in the van, and she goes, have a good night, which is hilarious because there's... He's sitting like a foot away from her. Like, he's right there.
So where are we now?
The fight is brewing. They're arriving, and Hannah's like, I don't want a guy who's gonna bust my grill for $50. I'm like, you shouldn't be dating a 24-year-old. Because yeah, that's what a 24-year-old
And also, does. You're not mad about this. So you can stop pretending that this is why you're mad right now. You're mad that Conrad didn't stick up for you with Sandy and just did whatever she
exactly.
said.
You know? Exactly.
So Hannah with Brooks, she's like, or Brooks, could you imagine? He's like, roses are red, violets are blue. I bought you cigarettes, bitch, and I bought me some too. but it's not. It's just Hannah Brooke.
That was brilliant.
She's like, I'm not used to a man telling me I own 50 euros for cigarettes. It's 50 euros, honey. Calm down.
Yeah.
And I love when we get a legit honey.
It was a real honey. She's like, honey. She said honey actually many times as she was getting angry and angered in the scene. I was also upset because Hannah and Conrad sort of turned into Ronnie and Sammy from Jersey Shore. I was like, no, you guys are turning into that couple. That's like awful to watch. They were like everything in that from this part on was like every like 2 minutes like, can I have a conversation with you? Like, yeah, I was like, oh my god, many conversations.
Yes, they're that fucking terrible couple who every single dinner is like, it's this, stop it.
Yeah, so Hannah's like bitching about it and she's like, you know, I'm not very hungry. I don't know if I'm gonna eat dinner. I'm not very hungry. So Conrad's like, all right, let's talk about it. So now they're talking. And then goes to talk to them. And then she's bitching to Adam. Is what it was. He goes to talk to Hannah because Hannah doesn't come to the table because she's not hungry. And Hannah, meanwhile, is talking to Adam down on a staircase. And so Conrad goes to talk to Hannah. And she is babbling on. She's like, dude, honey. She's saying this to Adam. I'm really sorry. I understand that I owe more money than you. And I have more money than you. And that's probably fine. And then Conrad just like shows up and is listening. And she's just going on. She's like, it's hard. It's not what I'm used to. And Adam's like, to the right.
Yeah, he just lets her keep going and going. And then he's like, all right, you two should talk. Good luck. So then Conrad.
And well, Hannah sees Conrad. She goes, ugh.
So they go out and have a cigarette, which, look, you got this person addicted to cigarettes, you have to talk it through with him, okay? Yeah. It's like, once you get somebody addicted to something, you're responsible for helping them get off of it, at the very least, before you leave.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm really sorry, but if 50 euros is going to be something that stays on your mind, then I'm probably not the girl for you, so, like, let it go, honey, okay? And so then
and upstairs, Casey's like, what happened? I want to find out. And then Brooke goes, I think they thought enough of cigarettes and Conrad being stingy. And Colin says, oh, we're all dumber now.
Brooke's like, I don't know what you mean. I think there could be nothing more intelligent than the pursuit of love in spite of hardship.
They're talking about inhaling. And there's nothing more romantic than breathing in love. From the only one who can give it to you properly.
We're in the friend zone, by the way. So so Conrad's like, listen, all my life I've had women walk all over me and I've learned there's a line I just cannot cross. And Shanna's like, well, honey, I guess that line is 50 euros. She just drops a mic, you know, like, boom.
So then Adam is ordering and he's like, oh, yes, we will have some pasta. I'm like, you are so cheesy. You're ordering in English but using an Italian accent. You're what everybody fucking hates. How are you even a chef? Like, everyone at a restaurant hates that guy.
And he's like, "What? Hey, so should we do wine now or gin and tonics? What do you want?" And Gerard's like, well, I guess it depends. Do you want Jezebob now or do you want Jezebob later? I'm like, how about Jezebob never, sir?
Yeah, how about you take Ez and Bob and get rid of all three of those motherfuckers. I hate all of them. And I could use all of them a shirt break. Like, keep your shirt on. Okay, all three of you.
So Hannah's back at the table because now she has basically just like destroyed Conrad with her comment. And Adam's like, yo, you look cold. How about you want to wear my flannel? It's my best flannel. It's made in Boston. Hey, it has a few fleas, but I think you could be okay with that. It's not quite Chanel. I call it hell. It's made by hell. It's made from hell. Hell yarn.
Didn't really make sense. So then Brooke and Casey are talking, and Casey's just pushing buttons now. Brooke and Casey both are, because Brooke's like, oh, Casey, we smashed it, just like my heart was before I found the love of my life. And Casey's like, yeah, it was our charter, and it was the biggest tip, just me and you. And Brooke says, if I had a butt, you'd be the first person I'd ring up.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh
Hana. Annie's got squinty-eyed Hana Inga just seeping out of her.
So they start talking about Joao. And I wasn't even paying attention totally what they were saying. At the time, I thought it wasn't really that consequential. Because they were just, I guess they're just saying, like, fresh start for the two of them. It's not going to come between us. And if he does anything appropriate to Casey, Casey will tell Brooke and all this stuff. And Joao's just, like, watching, like, simmering in rage. Like, in Zim, women aren't allowed to talk. Men are allowed to just do whatever they want to them. And all these two ladies are saying all this stuff about me right now.
In Zimbabwe, just spare them. So then Kana and Hanrad leaves again.
For another conversation.
Yeah.
And now he's emboldened.
They're talking about their shitty tequila or something. And Adam's like, no, I'm not going to shoot it. I sip it. And he's like, you sip because you're a pussy. And then we get some sob story from Conrad, which I'm sorry to be so insensitive, but this is literally a fight over cigarettes that you're paying her back for.
Yeah, and it goes to like
to be paid back for.
And he starts reaching into this deep personal place. Because now that Hannah said the thing about the line, crossing like that his line is obviously 50 euros, he's now had time to think about it and he's like, you know what? I know what I'm gonna do in my next fight. Okay, I'm ready to fight now. So now he's like, hey, Hannah, I'm not the guy who's gonna pay for everything. I'm half an hour from fair and fair. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, yeah. So then he...
Well, when I was a kid, my dad left because of no child and didn't give child support. And it offends me when people think about money in any way. I was like, don't bring that into this. Like, this is like such a dumb fight. And that's such a serious thing, you know?
Yeah. So now he's like, you want... Hey, Hannah, you want a rich man. You want a rich man. You don't want someone who make you happy. That's for sure. And he's like... And she's like, honey, no, it's about me adjusting my lifestyle to a lifestyle you can't afford. And the camera just goes... This is like that psycho laugh that you only see in movies.
Yes. I told you people with poppy eyes like that are crazy. Yeah. I've always said it, and here he comes. I can't believe it's taken so long to see his, like, rage. And I love it, by the way. Thank you, Conrad, wherever you are.
The whole fight was very, like, 80s teen drama, right? Like, you don't want to be with a guy like me. I can't afford your lifestyle. I'm not rich enough for you. So whatever. Go off. Find a guy. You know? It was like...
I can't buy you a nice car or a nice house. And she goes, I don't care about that, which of course she does. And she like literally just said it. And he goes, then why would you say it? And she said, because I wanted to piss you off like you pissed me off. And he goes, nailed it. That make you happy pissing me off? Kinda. Well, that nails the kind of person you are. Good night.
You're spiteful. You're spiteful. Good night. Good night. Which is now the second time they've bit each other good night, which is ridiculous because they're like literally in the same space. It's like the most. So now Hannah starts like wandering around like Naples, and he goes to the club and he's like partying, having a good time. Like, oh, I'm happy now. I told Hannah off, not to worry in the world, not to worry in the world. And Hannah's like.
Hannah's like in Reality Bites. She's like skulking around in a flannel shirt.
She's
going
to find Bill Murray and whisper something into his ear that we never hear. So, meanwhile, in the club, Joao's like, Jazzy Bob's coming out. Jazzy Bob's coming out, as if like we've been waiting for this moment. Like, he says it like it's a good thing. Okay?
Yeah. Like, it's so fun, I'm going to call a woman a boop. Everybody get ready. Here he comes, Mr. Joao's the babe. I don't need some cock juggling thunder. Boop.
So now Hannah does the thing that always happens. She's like, I'm going to go home. But first, I'm going to go to the club, and I'm going to walk by. I'm just going here to give Adam his shirt back, even though I could give it to him at the yacht. I'm going to give it to him right now. And oh, look, Conrad. Oh, you look like you're having fun. I don't want to ruin the fun.
Oh, what a coincidence. I got to bump into Conrad on my way to Adam.
And
she bumps into him.
He's like, talk to me. Speak to me. So I see you. Oh, I forget how the lyrics go.
And he's like, I don't walk away. I don't want to go to bed on this. You saw me having fun and dancing. You obviously want to talk. And
she's
I thought I'd find you in a state like me. And here you are, dancing around, la la la.
Having fun. I don't want to interrupt, honey. I don't want to interrupt. You're having fun, honey.
I just wrote, if these two fucking talk again, I'm punching my teeth.
I know. And like, listen, you guys both said goodnight to each other twice now, so there should be no more conversations. But instead, it's like, let's have another conversation.
God. So first, Joao is like, well, isn't this fun? You talk so much shit about me. And Casey's like, I talk so much shit about you. I'm going to find out if I did. And he's like, oh, I'm just trying to help you the best I could, and you talk shit about me.
Well, I just want to... Wait, can I just interrupt and say, the way it started was Casey goes up to Joao and goes, hey, are you okay? And he goes, fuck you.
Oh, God, I didn't catch that. Jeez.
I was like, oh, wow, what a gentleman.
As usual.
So, yeah, you were saying. So,
she's like, well, I just told Brooke to be careful. Everyone did. But you're mad at me because you know deep down you're going to fuck with her. And I know deep down that bothers you that I know.
I'm like, okay, Casey, hang up the detective's hat and learn to clean the toilet already.
Okay? Yeah, he's doing the classic thing, which is like, oh, you don't want me anymore. So I'm just going to say fuck you to you. It's like, it's that class. Classic, like powerless male thing, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, well, she's not into me anymore, so it's her fault. Fuck her, and I'm going to say some nasty shit, because she was hardly talking shit. And whatever she did say was not nearly as, like, as offensive and disgusting as anything Joao said all season.
Yeah, and he's like, I was helping you so much. What were you helping her with? You were trying to make her set a table wrong, you fucking moron.
Exactly, and he's like, and... He's like, I tried to help you the best way I can, and then you go and speak shit about me? You taught me something. I'm like, yeah, what were you trying to help? But then what's this entitlement? Like, oh, wow, she should be forever indebted when you make all these half promises and flirt with her and like, totally are manipulative. And, like, what? Look. She's supposed to owe you something? She's supposed to owe you something?
Oh my God. So now Conrad and Hannah have a talk. And Hannah's lost this one, right?
Yeah.
Because if she was fighting about what she was really wanting to fight about, that would be one thing. But she's fighting about money, which she's just totally in the wrong. Like, there's no way that she wasn't being a dick about this, right?
She was. I mean, because it would have been one thing to be like, ooh, I didn't find that. I thought that was a little unattractive when he made me pay the $50. Like, that's not kind of the guy I want to be with. It's not my thing. But for her to get, like, actively, like, angry and it becomes this whole thing, I was like, this feels, like, really dumb.
Yeah. So she can't really... fight.
And he
this.
And
so
by the way, he was dumb for making it into also this whole big thing about, like, oh, yeah, my father.
He's too dumb to know that that's really what was going on. You know, he really thinks it is that, which it's not.
Well, so and now
they
she's
totally
upset.
Don't even belong together at all.
Yeah, and she is now upset that he wasn't upset at the club. And he's like, no, I was upset. I was just drinking so that way I would, like, so to forget the fight. And she's like, just be 23 and get drunk. Just be 23. So she's trying to age shame him and everything. And so now he's like, what do you want? Do you want the laughs and the giggles? Which guy do you want? Which one? Answer now or it's over. Is it a yes or no?
It's now or never. It's now or never. And she's like, stop your ultimatums with me.
And he's like, now or that is it. I'm done. And it is actually done. It is not just the fourth good night of the evening. I'll tell you that right now.
Do you want to share a ride?
Do you want to share a ride? I had to give $50 to a cheapskate, so.
And that's where it left off with their
relationship.
And
that's where we ended, yes.
So it seems like a full disaster for Hannah these days.
Oh my God, yeah. Not a great episode there. Jeez.
I mean, I thought it was a great episode, just not a good episode for Hannah.
Yeah.
Going through the ringer.
Yep.
Oh, but a good episode for the audience. Wow, that was fun drama.
It sure was, and that was the end of Watch What Crappens for today. Ben is off, so babe, love ya. We're going to miss you.
I am so wound up from this episode that I have no other option but to just go over to the Med and find out what causes these people to go crazy in the first place.
Yes, and we have got a really fun roster of guests coming up over the next 7 days, so tune in. It'll be a different guest every day.
Yeah, it's a really good roster. I'm excited. I'm excited for you that you get to do it with these people and also for the audience that they get to hear.
The only reason I'm not announcing it is because we're all podcasters and you never know when there's going to be a flake of the bunch.
Exactly.
So we will talk to you next time, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to get tickets for our live shows in West Palm, Atlanta, and Denver coming up. And this is your last day for a Trixie Monocle shirt, so go get it. And Ben, you have a safe time, babe. We sure love you.
Thank you. I'll try to give some reports and check in, etc.
Hey, we'll talk to you later, everybody. Love
ya. Bye.
Boy.
Stephen Fry here. My new podcast series, Great Leap Years, is brought to you by our ingenious chums at Hyundai. who are the world's first car brand to produce a car with three electrified powertrain options. No, nothing to do with locomotives. It means the Hyundai Ioniq actually comes in plug-in, hybrid, and electric. Surely the future. And to get my new podcast series, visit stephenfry.com/greatleapyears.